96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
This is just amazing.
Visitors filled the former Al Capone hideout this past weekend during holidays at the hideout. The event gives people a chance to step inside Al Capone's former retreat near Couderay, exploring the historic lodge during the holiday season. Al Capone, also known as Scarface, was one of the most notorious gangsters of the 1920s, known for running organized crime in Chicago during Prohibition. A flyer from the event notes that his associate, Fred Fisher, purchased the hideout in 1929, and it was rumored that Capone used it as a secret retreat. The hideout is now owned by the Lacouderay tribe. They purchased the lodge in 2009. The two-story stone lodge features a massive stone fireplace and unique spiral staircases leading to the upstairs, where there are four small bedrooms, a closet, and a bathroom. The basement, which had two large mysterious cement tubs, caught the most attention from visitors. Susan Austin is the event organizer and a member of the Lacouderay tribe. She says the idea to host the holiday event came together just a few years ago.
Well, 4 or 5 years ago, my friend Nancy Cooper and I, we thought, hey, they did a Halloween up here. Why don't we try and do Christmas up here?
Austin says that over the years, much of the original furniture had been lost or stripped. She and the tribe stepped in to clean and repair the lodge and provide some of the furnishings visitors see today. She says that Capone reportedly had a respectful relationship with the Lacouderay tribe.
They had the deer meat and the fish, and he used the tribal people as guides for fishing. They liked to go fishing. And they needed the financial support from him, too.
Holidays at the Hideout is a free event and continues throughout the month of January from noon to 5 on Saturdays and Sundays. You can find the Hideout at 12101 West County Road CC in Couderay, Wisconsin. Over the weekend, there were vigils, rallies, and protests around Wisconsin and across the country after immigration agents shot and killed a woman in Minneapolis. Lisa Hale takes us to one of those events in northeastern Wisconsin.
Despite the pouring rain, over 50 people carried umbrellas and candles as they filled Opera House Square in downtown Oshkosh Thursday night. They gathered in unity for a vigil honoring Renee Nicole Good, who was killed by an Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent in Minneapolis on Wednesday. Danny Shearl is the founder and organizer of Peaceful Patriots, who promoted the vigil.
We gather here and not only to honor her and what she was doing and what she was as just a person, but also to show solidarity with Minneapolis.
One of the people standing in the rain was Jennifer. She wouldn't give her full name because of her fear of repercussions at work, but she said she had to be part of the vigil.
And to watch the reaction of our government, who's supposed to be protecting its citizens from its law enforcement, is heartbreaking. I mourn for her family, I mourn for her community, her neighbors, her friends, her children.
Leo Nelson was also there.
Repping the struggle against ICE in America, who, you know, think that they can use terrorist tactics and violence and intimidation to scare not only people of color, but like every American citizen within the United States with, you know, their violent tactics. And we're here to show that's not okay.
And others, like Donna Janis, needed community at a time of national strife.
It's so painful. The images that I needed community, and I needed hugs. So I knew that there would be good people here.
Incarcerated people could get better access to hygiene products under new proposals. Legislation at the state capitol would prevent markups on basic items like shampoo, soap, and lotion inside Wisconsin's prisons and county jails. And they've given inmates a basic stipend to buy those items each month while giving a wider range of menstrual products for free. The bills were introduced 2 years ago and didn't make it through the session then. They're further along this time and got a hearing last week with some bipartisan support. Lawmakers have introduced legislation that would require K-6 students to get at least an hour of recess every day. According to the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, no more than 30 minutes per day can be counted towards recess under current law. The bill would guarantee at least 60 minutes of recess at both public and charter schools across the state. The legislation would also not allow students to use electronic devices like cell phones during that recess time. It would also not allow schools to withhold students from recess for disciplinary reasons. State lawmakers are also pushing to ensure that the extended recess requirement would not cause the school day to run longer. If you haven't taken down holiday decorations, the warmer weather we've had makes it a good time to do so. But be careful. According to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, over the 2023 holiday season, 15,000 people went to the emergency room with decorating-related injuries, and about half of them involved falls. Often that can result in broken wrists, ribs, ankles, or shoulders. So especially if you're on a ladder, use extra caution and always move it to where you need it. Don't overextend, because that's an easy way to lose your balance. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NCAA. The Wisconsin Badgers on the road at Minnesota. The Gophers with a record of 10-6. The Badgers now 11-5 after that huge win over the weekend against number 2 ranked Michigan. NBA, the Bucks are at home. They're taking on the Timberwolves. NFL, the Packers players beginning their offseason. Should Matt LaFleur be back as the head coach? I asked Micah Parsons.
Yeah, I believe so. I've had my fair share of coaches and people around this league that I've been around, and Matt's one of the best guys and people, like, as a person I've been around since I've been in this league. I reached out to him when I started seeing this, and I said, man, when I agreed to come here, like, you were part of the reason why I came here. I want you a part of this, and, you know, I love you. I think you're a great coach, and, you know, he appreciated those words, and we had a brief conversation, but Matt is, I think he's a great guy.
That's Packers defensive end Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a scattered wintry mix expected. High temperatures in the mid to upper 30s. On Wednesday, much colder with partly sunny skies. Breezy as well. High temperatures in the mid-teens. Definitely need the winter gear tomorrow.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.